From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton conceded the U.S. presidential election Wednesday to Republican Donald Trump. Clinton acknowledged the depth of her disappointment and said the country is more deeply divided than she thought. Clinton urged her supporters to never stop believing that fighting for what's right is worth it.
Our responsibility as citizens is to keep doing our part to build that better, stronger, fairer America we seek. And I know you will.
U.S. President Barack Obama spoke at the White House.
Now, everybody is sad when their side loses an election. But the day after, we have to remember that we're actually all on one team.
Mr. Obama invited Trump to the White House on Thursday to discuss the transition to power. On January 20th, hours after his triumph, Trump vowed to never forget the working-class Americans who launched him to one of the biggest upset wins in American political history. People across the globe woke up to the unexpected news that American voters had elected Donald Trump as the next president. Many world leaders had made no secret of their preference for Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Donald Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European Union foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the election. British Prime Minister Theresa May, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande were among those congratulating Trump Wednesday. Ms. Merkel hopes to meet with Trump before the G7 meeting, which is scheduled in Italy in May. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential race has sent a chill through the U.N. climate talks taking place this week in Morocco. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The Paris Climate Agreement seeks to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, largely through reducing emissions of greenhouse gases. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump once described climate change on Twitter as a hoax concocted by China to undermine the competitiveness of U.S. industry. Delegates gathering at U.N. climate talks in Morocco fear their progress could be undone. Observers say the full impact of the Trump victory will not be known for several months, leaving an uncertain future for the landmark Paris Agreement. Henry Ridgewell, London.
A few weeks ago, U.S. Democrats were confident that they would take control of the Senate. It even appeared there was an outside chance Democrats could win the House of Representatives. But as election results came in late Tuesday, it became clear that Republicans would keep control of both houses of Congress. U.S. stock indexes were narrowly mixed in early trading Wednesday as the initial shock faded from Donald Trump's victory in the country's presidential election. Stocks in Europe also were mixed after Asian markets fell sharply as the vote count in the United States became apparent. Besides voting for president Tuesday, voters in 35 American states were deciding more than 150 policy issues or ballot initiatives. Voters in various states weighed in on such issues as the use of marijuana, gun control, and the size of the minimum wage. Voters in California rejected a measure to end the death penalty. The United Nations agency monitoring the nuclear pact between Iran and six world powers said Wednesday that Iran has been storing heavier water than the agreement allows. The heavier water could be used in the process of making fissile material for warheads. It was the second such breach since implementation of the agreement that limits Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. The confidential International Atomic Energy Agency report was released by the press Wednesday. Haiti has launched a vaccination campaign to stem the outbreak of cholera, a disease that spread after Hurricane Matthew. The campaign was launched Tuesday in two southern areas, especially hard hit by the October storm. Theodore Meron, the head of the UN Judicial Panel, announced Wednesday that a Turkish judge for a UN war crimes panel was arrested in Turkey last September in connection with the failed July coup. The arrest is believed to have violated Judge Aydin Akay's diplomatic immunity. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.